It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome in, everybody, to another special edition of the Sick Podcast Recruits Draftcast. Yes, as you can guess from the thumbnail and the title, we'll be bringing on the newest member of the Laval Rocket, Luke Tuck, in just a moment. We got lots to discuss, so let's get into it.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. Recruits Draft Cast.
And with the first overall selection in the 2023 NHL Draft, the Chicago Blackhawks are very proud to select from the Regina Pats, the Western Hockey League, Connor Bedard.
The sickest NHL Draft and Scouting Podcast. It's gonna be sick.
All right, producer Shane here, joined by my fantastic co-host, Grant McCagg. Grant, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
I'm doing great, too. I'm doing great, too. And I hope that our guest is doing great as well. Let's bring on Mr. Luke Tuck. Luke, thanks for taking the time, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Can't complain. Excellent. We both saw quite a game yesterday, and Lane's, you know, Habs Bell Center debut, whatever you want to call it. But that was quite a game there. But today's show is all about you, my friend. You will be, hopefully, right? We won't ask you to confirm anything, but assuming for the sake of the show that you'll be making your AHL debut here Friday against Belleville. First of all, congrats on the contract. Well deserved, right? Welcome to Montreal. But it seemed like that kind of stretched out a bit. I remember Lane posted on Instagram, you know, that you signed, and then 3 days later, I think you actually did sign. So a lot of people were speculating, oh my God, is he not? Like, you had that option of, you know, not signing, testing, you know, free agency, seeing where you wanted to go, but ultimately you decided to stay with Montreal. So let me ask you, like, what kind of went into that decision process? What factors kind of pushed you to stay in Montreal and sign your ELC there?
Yeah, it's a little bit different going to college compared to major junior, where mm-hmm. you can stay 4 years and then you can become a free agent. For me, it wasn't really obviously becoming a free agent. It was just more of kind of my development. And, you know, my freshman year in college, I only played 16 games because of COVID. And then the next year I got injured and then had a good junior year and then a good senior year. And I was just being patient, and I think it's better to be kind of like, you know, when you're ready, you're ready to, you know, leave college. And this year I was just kind of focused on my season at BU and having a good year and making a good push in playoffs and into the Frozen Four. And then we had discussion right after the season. And yeah, it's funny because Lane, so-called, you know, broke the news, and Everybody on Twitter is going crazy because they're like, oh, you know, the hockey analyst himself, Lane Hudson, is breaking the news from.
Yeah.
I don't even know what account posted it, but because Montreal didn't officially post it until like yesterday. So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
So you kind of had sort of let Lane know. Lane was probably bugging you whether you were signing or not yet, right?
Well, yeah, we actually didn't really talk about it at all in season. But again, I think we're just focused on being in the present and you know, enjoying our time at BU, and we had a good team there. And then I don't know, that account said I signed. It was just like, I don't know, I didn't sign. And
no, that's it.
But I was obviously planning on signing, and then a couple of my friends on my team reposted it, and then some family from back home. And I was like, they kept saying, congratulations. So I was like, oh, thank you. I just didn't want to explain it to him. And then Lane posted it and just went crazy. And then Macklin posted it, which probably didn't help.
No. Oh, man. Funny, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, he's kind of popular for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, Shane went to the game last night and met the Hudsons after. We had Rob Bond earlier this week or last week.
Great group.
Yeah, that was great. And, I mean, what was it like to – was that your first Habs game at the Bell Center?
I believe so it was. I went to the Bell Center back in 2015 and my brother was playing at the World Juniors. And it was USA, Canada. It was McDavid was an underager and Darnell Nurse was there. Domi was there. I think Reinhardt was playing. It was like,
yeah,
I think I was like 13 and I was like, this, we were like the only, you know, the friends like and family of the USA team were the only, you know, USA people in there. And it was on the best atmosphere I've ever seen. It was rocking.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this would be, it'd be amazing to play here. It's funny, it all comes full circle.
That's it. That's pretty special.
It was pretty good atmosphere last night, especially when Slav scored that goal. And yeah. The ovation. Did you notice just the buzz that you could tell whenever Lane got the puck?
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, it was crazy because every time, like, we were in, I was with all my teammates from BU, they drove up, and, you know,
was it you guys making all the noise or what?
I think some guys started it. And, you know, anytime Lane was on ice, we're like, give it to him. And he got the puck, and all of a sudden, you can just feel like, you know, just like the energy just go up. People got louder and louder. The people started getting on their feet, and it was special. It was cool. And when he got that assist to Slavkovsky for his 20th goal, it was electric.
I mean, yeah. we thought that was his goal at first, right? Like it looked like he shot it in, but you know, Slav tipped it. I mean, Slav got a pretty nice bonus out of it. I'm sure Lane's going to touch a bit of that too, hopefully. But that was electric for sure. Luke, if we can, let's go back to the 2020 draft, right? 47th overall, get called by Montreal. But what I want to know is, how is it like to get drafted from home? Like, just heartbreaking for me. Like, watching that is like, oh, that's terrible. Because maybe you had a good experience, I don't know, but I, you know, if I were to get drafted, I'd want to be inside, you know, an arena, people chanting, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it was October, like, 5th, which is crazy of that year, and, like, nothing was going on. It was just, like, honestly, I was just rolling with the punches at that point because, you know, my season got ended, and we weren't able to go over to, like, the U18 World Championships.
That's right.
Then, yeah, summer unfolded. It was hard to get ice anywhere. You know, obviously everybody was shut down. Then you go to school, you had to wear masks everywhere. And it was just like, yeah, this is that. And the combine got canceled and the draft got canceled. And you just felt like you couldn't catch a break. And then obviously I was able to do it on Zoom, which, you know, I was just kind of being a good sport about it. And, you know, I was in the same situation as a lot of other guys. So I was actually at school and my parents and my brother and my sister drove down. And we're there with me in the room and
cool.
You know, we're in the hotel and I spent a couple of days with them and then obviously at the draft and then, we actually went out to dinner after the draft and then, I had to leave the next day for the World Junior, like tryout. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Jeez.
Were you at Alex's draft?
I was, yeah, it was in Philly in 2014.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Did you have any indication that the Canadians might be picking you? Did you, with, you know, they had those two picks in a row, right? And
yeah,
you know, I assume you had some good interviews with them and stuff. And was there any? Did you think you might be going to them?
Yeah, it's hard to remember because it was a little bit different.
My
U18 year, where it was like we'd NHL guys come in and interview my teammates and me, and I think I sat down in Montreal maybe once, and then season got canceled, and then like that's when they were doing all their combine interviews over Zoom, and I think I just had a good conversation with them. I'm trying to remember, but wasn't anything where I was like, yeah, they're definitely going to pick me. But I don't think there was one team where I could like choose where I was like, you know what, they're really interested in me. You know, every team has their kind of different, you know, the drafting tactics or how they talk to the prospects. So yeah, when they picked me, I was obviously really happy. It was awesome.
In the interview process, did you get any weird questions? Like we've seen clips come out of those combine interviews with
not
like
not just every time
just the weirdest questions, because I want to know, like, some of these just don't even make sense. I don't know what you get out of them, but did any team like ask you something just out there?
They give you, it's hard to remember, but like they ask you what animal you want to be some yeah. teams. And I think I don't remember what I said, but I think they are honestly looking for something that's kind of out of the ordinary. You want to give a good explanation. As you said, some people get some crazy questions like that, this world, and some uncomfortable ones. And I didn't have anything too crazy. Some teams go in a little bit more stricter than others, where they kind of try to put the pressure on you and try to be stricter with you. But I didn't have anything too crazy.
That's good.
Yeah, made easy.
Obviously there was speculation that you might be considering going to Buffalo. Obviously, you know, people were drawing a conclusion that, hey, go play with your brother Alex. Had that been a consideration for you at all?
I wouldn't really say it like crossed my mind at all. Again, I think I was just you try to keep those distractions. People talk a lot, and I'm not going to lie to you. Growing up, you always want to – my brother is 6 years older than me, and I've always said, it'd be an absolute blast to play with him. And but for me this year, I wasn't like, I want to go to Buffalo. It wasn't anything like that. Again, I think I like to say I'm a loyal guy, and being drafted around, almost 4 years ago to this October, I've always wanted to be a Montreal Canadian. And I think the 24 Stanley Cups speak for itself. And I was actually fortunate this last May to play with my brother at the World Championships over in Finland. And that was the first time we played with each other. So, I wouldn't mind playing against him at some point too.
Yeah. I like that.
Rob was saying that was such a great learning experience for both you and Lane to go over there and see what it's like to be a pro and to be with pros. Play with pros, see how they, act off the ice and such. And then we both saw you at development camp in Montreal. And
it's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You really stood out. You had a very good camp there. Do you think that experience really helped you going into development camp last year?
I think I was really fortunate to get the opportunity to go over the World Championships. And I just try to go over there with open mind. Whatever happens, if I play every game, no games, half the games, I was just going to be who I am and be a good teammate and just kind of pick guys' brains and hang around the guys and see their tendencies. So, guys like my brother, Nick Bonino, was over there, Connor Garland. It was really cool hanging out with them, and they kind of took me underneath their wing. And, again, we were over there for about a month, and all you do over there is play hockey and hang out, play cards, hang out in the hotel, practice, repeat and do it the next day. So, I just think, like, for me, it was, a learning experience, and I was really curious just going over there to see how the pace was going to be. I think we were playing on a bigger ice sheet over there. I don't really remember, but yeah, we were in Germany, you know, for a week before the tournament started, exhibition. And yeah, again, I was just trying to work my hardest in practice and pick guys' brains, and then just kind of getting that swagger and going into development camp. I felt like I came in really good shape, and I tried to make an impact, and I felt really good.
Mm-hmm. Did the Canadians offer you a contract at that point, or were they kind of on board with you, or saying, you know, go play your senior season, develop a little more, and then we'll get back to you at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think we had some good conversation surrounding that, and I think we weighed all our options. And again, you know, going back to BU, it's a hockey hotbed. Like, they produce a lot of good pros, and with the staff there and training staff, I couldn't say no to that. And I thought it was best for me, and I'm glad, you know, the staff here in Montreal were on board with it, and I'm glad it all worked out.
Mm-hmm. So how does a fellow with a brother who went to Boston College and is now a heck of an NHLer end up at Boston University?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know. I don't think there's ever been like a player like that that's done that ever. And
the main rival.
It mm-hmm. is. It's, yeah, absolutely. It's the best rivalry in probably college hockey, I think. And
yeah.
The battle of combat for a reason. You know, we're about maybe mile and a half up the road from each other. And it's awesome. But, yeah, it was weird because I think I was recruited when I was 14 or 15. It's crazy how young you're able to mm-hmm. recruit back then. And yeah. I was just playing hockey for fun. I didn't think anything of it. And I was getting some looks from colleges, and I did a couple of visits from different schools, just keep my mind open. And I never really got a call from Boston College. And we were a little bit surprised because Alex went there and had a lot of success there. And then I got a call from Albie O'Connell, the assistant coach at the time at BU, then my head coach for two seasons. And he said, come for a visit. He liked my game. And it was again, I waited a couple months to commit, and BC never reached out, which is fine. You know, I hold nothing against him.
Okay.
I just really love BU. And again, my brother had a great time at BC, and it was nothing against him. I just liked BU and what they were doing there.
So did Alex not speak to you for a while after that? Or
no, he was razzing me. I remember growing up when I used to go to Alex's games at BC, I'd be like, oh, yeah, because – I like to bust his chops a little bit. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to be you. I'm going to be you. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure. And then, you know, the day came. And he's like, he always says he hopes BC wins like 4-3 and I have a hat trick or something like that. He's funny. But he's really supportive. And, yeah, I think that's awesome to be BC for the rest of our lives. It'll be like that.
Who did Alex cheer for when you faced them in the Hockey East Championship?
Oh, for us. Us for sure. He's a good brother. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Definitely yeah. us, but they took it to us for sure.
Did you, you know, you're talking about the recruiting process. Did you consider going to Providence to play for the Friars?
I don't think so, no. They never I don't think so, no.
You would have been Friar Tuck. I mean, that.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. I always got to get
it. Had to get it in there, Grant. Yeah. Had to get it in there.
You got something, Shane?
Well, you know, this year right at BU was your best statistically speaking, right? 30 points in 39 games. But felt like your all-around game was just took another step. Right. And the greatest example, obviously, is against Denver, right? That PK goal was just chef's kiss, beautiful stuff. But it seemed like, you know, all around you've kind of progressed, and maybe in part because of the Habs training staff. Have you had any contact with, you know, their development, like Adam Nicholas? I know Paul Byron is in contact with like Owen Beck and stuff. Like, have you had any contact with these guys throughout the season?
Ramage.
Yeah,
Ramage too. Jeez, Rammer. Yeah.
Yeah. I was, past couple of years I was in touch with, because I think we actually got two development camps canceled as well because of COVID or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to come in and, you know, skate with whatever. So they did their best, you know, to reach out to me and do video. Like Scott Pellerin did a lot of video with me, and Ramage would come to our games a lot. And Frankie would come to our games more this year. And Adam and I, I've known him for a couple years now. He worked with my brother back in the day. And we do video together too. So like the development staff was great to me, and whatever I needed, asked them to do video. They're willing, and they watch a lot of my games this year. And I actually skated with Adam all the summer in Boston. I was out taking classes in school, and he was running a pro skate out there in the summer, and I hopped out with them. So yeah, Adam was great to me. And it was good. Really good.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Obviously growing up with an older brother that made the NHL, and I'm sure, you know, you consider him a mentor and stuff. What would you say he's taught you about becoming a pro hockey player? Like what's been the advice and the things that you, examples that he is, that he's given that have helped you out so far?
Yeah. Alex is just, he's a humble, down to earth, just a good person. He's been a great brother to me. And again, I think just, again, he's a leader, and, he's just a really good person. So, sometimes in life that takes you a little bit further. And, again, his work ethic and his sacrifice growing up. And, I was able to, you know, watch how hard he would work at home and, put in that extra time, and, you know, how much he really enjoyed the sport and how much he still enjoys the sport. And, he's a great teammate. I was able to see, you know, what he's able to do for us at the World Championships, and, how he led that team, and he wore a letter over there. So, yeah, I just think Alex is, you know, a really good leader and a really good person.
Mm.
Do you have other brothers and sisters? Sorry.
I have a twin sister.
Oh, really?
Twin sister.
She play hockey?
No, her name's Leah. She does not. She was a field hockey and lacrosse player in high school. Yep.
Okay. Right. So who got stuck in net then as when you guys were playing hockey?
Alex was, he was nice. Like, he was too nice to me. Never really picked on me. He was like at that age where it was like a little bit harder. I think like the 3-4 year age is where you're able to pick on your younger brother. And I was, he was older than me, but street hockey, I like throwing on the pads a little bit, but my dad actually had an ice rink in his backyard. He built it for about like 20 years. And sweet. It was funny because Tim Conley he lived next door to us back in Syracuse. Yeah, he grew up in right next door to us. I think he's about 18 years older than me. I think 18 years older than Alex. I don't know. It's confusing. So my dad built it, and you know, Tim would skate back there here and there, you know, show Alex some things. Alex is a lot younger. Pretty cool. Yeah, and my dad built it ever since I moved out of the house at about 15.
Hmm.
you went from 10 points to 20 points to 30 points your last three seasons, like exact. Is it plan to score 40 next year in the AHL or what?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Again, I think just, you know, my style of game, just that power forward game. I'm trying to impact the game in a couple of different ways, whether it's on the score sheet or physically, just getting that energy. And again, I like to play a physical game. So whatever it is to help the team, I'm willing to do.
Beautiful.
Speaking of physical, you had a few battles in college hockey with Stroobs. I watched, you know, I cover the Habs as well as the draft each year. And, you know, I looked at quite a few of Jaden's games, and I noticed one day you were coming across the blue line and, you met him. You remember that?
I do. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to watch my pass against him again. So yeah, you got me good. I remember I was skating up the boards and then cut to the middle, dropped the puck, and I turned it. I think he was coming right out of the penalty box, and got me good. And he got me there. It's funny because I think early in the year before we got in a fight on the ice and we were like just trying to kill each other out there, just absolutely trying to murder each other. And it was a good battle. It was funny because Ramage was at the game, and Ramage was a hard player when he played, and he was a tough guy, and he absolutely loved it. And
oh, yeah.
This past development camp, he put me and Stroops together in a room. We roomed together, so we're good buddies. Obviously, just the battles on the ice, but off the ice, we're pretty close.
I interviewed Stroops at the development camp, and he mentioned he said that he brought up that just kidding about the hit or whatever. I asked him about it because he had a good laugh. But he's a good guy, eh?
Yeah, he's a great person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then also, I mean, you had some great battles with Northeastern, right? And then you also, you must have played a year or two against Jordan as well.
Yeah, I think I played 2 years against Jordan.
Okay, just how would you describe Harris as a player?
Yeah, Jordan was a really good player in college, and he's having a good NHL career right now. And I would just say, he was a simple puck moving defenseman who joined the rush and was really steady on the back end. You know, he never really got beat wide at all, and he was really strong in the corners. And he's a heck of a skater too. So. He was that complete player.
Yeah. Fowler obviously got drafted last year, and then you had to face him BC. Did you score any on him this year?
I did. Yeah, I scored. I scored in the Beanpot game to make it 3-1, I think.
That's right.
He's a good goalie. Like, he had a good team in front of him, but I think he made that team look really good. Not taking any credit away from that team. They obviously had a lot of firepower, but he was a big part of their success. And he was really steady back there, really calm. And I know him from development camp really well. And it was funny because we'd have some conversation on the ice, and I'd be like, "Oh, what a save." And he'd be like, "Oh, what a screen." And we just, it was cool. He's really competitive in the net, he is. And he's got a big personality too. And he's going to be a great goalie for the Habs in the future.
There you go. That's awesome. Yeah,
did you see any of the, the combine stuff with Fowler and that from last year, the Hab stuff that was posted? He had some, like you say, a good personality. You know, it really, really shined through when they were asking him the questions. I think they asked him what kind of animal he are and all that stuff too. And he had some pretty good answers.
Yeah. I don't know if I saw any of that, but again, okay. I think that's what teams are looking for, just to be you, don't be somebody that you're not, and they want to see that personality.
Exactly. So listen, again, assuming you're playing Friday for Laval, you're coming into a pretty precarious situation there, right? It's a playoff push, and Laval is playing against the team that they need to pass in order to make the playoffs. So coming into that situation for you, playing your first AHL game, like how are you processing all this? How are you preparing for that?
If I play, it'd be great. And again, I think there'll be some nerves playing your first pro game. It's a pretty cool milestone in your career. And
that's it.
I think I'm just kind of asking the guys, how's the pace? How's everything? Just getting more comfortable. I guess you only find out when you're in the game. But I think I'm just going to, be me and just prepare how I always prepare for a game. At the end of the game, it's just a hockey game. So,
yeah.
Do what is best for me before the game, mentally and physically warming up. So, I'm excited.
And speaking of, do you usually have like a weird routine before games, or any superstitions that, you got to put your left sock first or anything like that?
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think it is time I write skate first. It's not like a superstition. It's just kind of routine. And I don't know. I just tape my sticks before every game. Nothing crazy. Just same warm-up routine. Probably drink the same things. That's about it. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. Do you know any of the guys on Laval? Like, I guess you probably played against Condotta too, I guess, right? But you don't – did you know – do you know Lucas or
– Yeah, I played against for 2 years, I think, or a year – 2 years, I think. He was at Lowell, and I saw him at development camp 2 years ago. And we were buddies there. And Sean Farrell, I know from the U.S. program. He was a year older than me. And
right, yeah.
And, yeah, like Riley Kidney at development camp, same with Joshua and Ryan Becker as well.
Has Wa been skating or anything like that, you know? Or is he...
Yeah, he skated today.
He did, eh? So we might see him on Friday then.
Yeah, not too sure, so.
Well, no, that's good because I'd been wondering if he'd been skating or what, yep. What have you, but I mean, that'd be great to have all hands on deck, boy, for that game because it's you have to win both games in regulation, right? So
yep,
it's gonna be a good battle. Now, tell us about Lane. I mean, he's you know, he gets drafted in the 60s because of his size, goes to BU and has one of the best freshman seasons ever by a defenseman, and then repeats it again this year. Goes into Montreal, scores a point in his first two games. He's just he's a pretty determined young man, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. He's just again, as you said, determined, right? He's motivated, and again, he loves the game of hockey, and he just wants to be the best player he can be. And he stepped up at the right moment, and he showed what kind of player he can be.
Yeah. What kind of a kid is he? How would you describe him?
Lane's a really good kid. He's a really good teammate. He's more on the quieter side when you first meet him, but in the locker room, he's pretty loose and, nothing too crazy about him. He's a pretty simple guy. And, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, and, you think he's going to have a good NHL career?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yesterday it was just a glimpse of what he can do and, really smart player. One of the smartest players I've ever played against and played with and, you know, one of the best passers I've probably played with as well. So he's going to have a long NHL career ahead.
So what did you think of the Eichel trade? How did you guys take that?
It was different for sure. Like my brother called me, I was sleeping. It was around like 1 a.m. and he was like, yeah, you won't believe it. I got traded. I was like, what, really? Because I heard there was rumors, him and Jack, you know, getting traded for each other and another pick. And prospect, and he was shocked, and I was like, "No way, no way." He's like, "Yeah, I did." And then he called my parents shortly after, so it was a little bit surprised. And Alex loved his time in Vegas, and obviously, when you're getting traded, it's kind of hard at first, and it's a little bit upsetting when you know team doesn't really want you, I guess, anymore. It's hard to say like that, but he was really excited to go to Buffalo, and. He's had a great time so far. It's about 2 hours from home. So
yeah.
We are shocked, but you know, really happy at the same time. We don't have to take 4 hour plane ride out west.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a breakthrough year last year with the Sabres too. Right. And
yeah.
And got more opportunity in the top six type thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely took on more of a dominant role and, he had that opportunity to kind of step up. I think he had the 74 points or something. Not too sure what it was.
Yeah. But,
he showed what type of player he could be and playing in that top three role. Did really well.
What a little bit bittersweet then, I guess, to see Vegas win the cup. Obviously you had some friends on the team and stuff, right? But
yeah, I mean, don't know about bittersweet. Obviously, Alex had won some of the Stanley Cup, just like any other hockey player. And I think he was really happy for his teammates and for his buddies to see him go on that run. And obviously, Vegas is a heck of a team, and they did a great last year, and they deserved every bit of it.
But you can always think, you know, geez, that could have been me, right?
Yeah, you know, he had his chance in 2017, his first year in the league, to you know, win it in Washington.
That's true. Yeah.
What about you? Yeah. His first cup. So, yeah, he's still hunting it down.
What do you feel you still need to work on in your game the most?
Yeah, I think. Obviously, you want to pinpoint a couple things in the game. Again, every player wants to get better at everything, but I think for me, I need to pick, you know, 2-3 things that I can really excel at the next level, and try to stand out more than the other guy. Because, you know, I think at the World Championships, I realize, you know, the guys that are, you know, playing pro hockey in the NHL for 10, 15 years, you know, they may not be the fastest, they may not have the hardest shot, but the thing that they're good at, you know, they're better than everybody else at. So I think just for me, you know, physicality is with or without the puck, creating space for myself and kind of getting open in the small areas in the slot and the soft spots like that, and giving myself some more scoring chances. So again, I think physically with the puck, and obviously get a little bit faster.
Well, you know, you look at the Montreal's lineup, and you can see that there isn't a players of your mold that many of them. And I think, you know, when you're looking at signing, you can see the opportunity there, right? For perhaps a middle line role, a physical two way player with size, right?
Yeah. That's what you hope when you sign here, is an opportunity. And, I think a player like me can compliment some of the players at the next level. And again, I'm just kind of staying the moment here and enjoying my time here and going into the off season, just work as hard as I can. And again, you know, work with the development staff and see how they can get me better. And I think at the end of the day, it's just going to be up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you back there, Shane. You got.
Yeah. Nice to be back. Sorry about that. My computer just crashed.
Yeah.
Never but, fun.
I've got a couple more questions, and then we'll, you know, we can let him go. But
absolutely.
You got anything else to ask him?
Well, I mean, I like to ask every player that we get on that has been around Martin St-Louis. Have you had any interactions with Marty yet?
Briefly, I saw him around Christmas time when my brother was playing this Montreal and Buffalo. I came to the game, and I went down to the locker room after, and shook his hand. He asked me how the season was going. It was brief. They had to bounce out of there. And at development camp, he talked to all the players there. So, yeah, he's a really humble guy, really down-to-earth guy, and his resume speaks for himself.
That's it. Like, if there's a coach I'd like to play for, it's that guy, right? He seems to get the best out of each player because he's been in just about every one of their shoes, right? He's seen it all. He's been through it all. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for yourself, but I'm sure, you know, you're pretty excited to be around a coach of that caliber, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've only heard great things about him, and being a player who started from the bottom, undrafted, and took advantage of the opportunity he was given, and
that's it.
Being an undersized guy back when the game was, you know, a lot of big players, everybody was 6'3", and he excelled at the role he was given, and he took advantage of the opportunity again. So, yeah, he's a motivator, and I've heard guys love playing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse, New York boy. Who did you grow up cheering for?
It was the Sabres, mostly. Tim Connelly, again, he played for the Sabres when I was growing up. So, yeah, I was always a Sabres fan.
Cool. Yeah, so when Alex got traded to Buffalo, you know, the fan in you, right, probably thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I was pumped. I was excited for him. And, yeah, he was fired up for sure.
Yeah, the parents or whatever are saying, hey, great, we don't have far to go. They get to a lot of his games, I guess?
Yeah, they do. They go as much as they can. This season, my parents were bouncing between Boston and Buffalo. And it was funny because he got traded and my dad's like, oh, I got to dig all the gear out of the attic and dig all the, you know, all the old t-shirts and hats.
Yeah.
He was excited.
Yeah. Did he, was he a Sabre, like a Gilbert Perreault fan growing up and all that?
It's funny because my dad wasn't really a hockey fan growing up. Never played hockey. Yeah. Both my parents never played hockey. And they moved to the house that we're at now, our neighbor, they used to rollerblade for exercise, my neighbor. And then he got into a men's league game when he was about 33. I don't know. I think he skated a couple times before that, but. Yeah, he just played men's league at the local ice rink, and you know, I hate to throw him underneath the bus. He wasn't that good, but my grandpa pretty much got my brother into hockey. My grandpa just loved to rollerblade for fun, and my brother first started playing roller hockey, and then my grandpa started watching hockey, and that's how they got into it. And it's funny because Tim Conley's right next door. It's
yeah,
it's crazy.
Huh.
Well, I do a draft guide every year, and I'm finalizing my list. Give me the case for your teammate going first overall, Macklin.
Yeah.
Good easy.
Yeah. It's his numbers speak for itself. He's going to play in the NHL for.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
20 years, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, a lot of people don't realize he was – came to college a year early. Like, he's not even a late birthday. So
yeah, right.
He's turning 18 in June. Like, he doesn't even have his driver's license. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God at school, nobody really had cars, so he didn't have to drive anywhere, but it's crazy. I couldn't imagine being at school at 17. And I think he had a lot of good guidance from, you know, his parents, and he had an older brother that was there too. And he's, you know, as talented as you guys see him, and shifty and really dynamic skater, and he's got an NHL caliber shot, and he's really good defensively too. You know, he's physical, and he may not go out there and kill a guy, but he's not afraid to, you know, get dirty in the corners, and you know, he really wants to win. He's competitive as hell.
Shane was saying that he saw him the other day, and he's pretty well put together already.
Good frame.
Yeah, he's like pretty thick for being 17 years old, and
yeah,
he's solid. Yeah,
does not look 17 at all. I mean, again, I think about me when I was 17. I was a little pipsqueak, right? So looking at him, I'm like, okay, you know, if he's like that at 17, like NHL teams are gonna love that. That's very encouraging, of course.
You still are, Shane.
Taller than you, Grant. Taller than you.
Yeah. So Macklin's. I've heard nothing but good things about his character too, and leadership already. Very mature for his age.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's mature, as you said it, and I think going to BU was great for him. The leadership staff we had there with our coaches and players, I think it was perfect for him, and he had a great guidance along the way, and. I think Coach Pandolfo was great for him as well. It's funny because he's, you know, he's goofy, I think, and nobody really knows that. He's pretty laid back, and he loves to keep it loose in the locker room. And again, he's a great teammate. He's funny, and he's been an absolute joy to be around. And I've learned a lot from a player like that who has had a lot of pressure on him for the past probably 2, 3, 4 years. And who's going to probably play in the NHL next year, depending on if he goes back to college or not. I'm not sure, but it was pretty impressive to see how he was able to handle that pressure and just kind of embrace it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Where's Montreal? Does Arizona still have a game left, Shane?
Yeah, they played tonight against Edmonton.
So Montreal is going to be either 5 or 6 for the draft lottery. I guess you wouldn't mind if Montreal won the draft lottery, eh?
No, absolutely. And I love to play with him. I played with in the future, it'd be awesome to play with Mac. We played together about the first half of the year, and he made it easy for me.
Yeah, you guys were that's right. You're on his line quite a bit, and you know, it was a great line. And it must have been tough. That Denver game was close. I thought you guys had the play in overtime and that, and it just, you know, it's too bad that it didn't go your way, right?
Yeah, it's one of those games where I think we're out shooting them 30 minutes into the game. It was like 17 or 18, like 3 or 4. It felt like, you know, we had the game in our hands, and obviously, you know, in hockey, anything can happen. And they had 4 power plays. We had none. And I'm not saying anything about the refs. Like, you know, it's part of the game. And I think every penalty that we took, it was a penalty. And I think we had a lot of opportunities. Again, you know, the goalie played really well. And again, I think we, you know, it was 1-0. They tied up 1-1. And then those are, you know, that's what happens. Fluke goals like that will go in. And our goalie played unbelievable game. Had 2 like top Sports Center top 10 plays. And so
he was excellent.
He was excellent. And, you know, give credit to Denver. You know, they stuck to the game plan and they defended our top guys really well. And, you know, they're really well coached there as well. And there's a reason they won it all.
That's it.
Well, there's no shame in that loss, because you guys played great, and you know, you had a great career, and love to see your progression. And I know I tweeted out you know, that night, like, Habs better sign this guy, and I was really glad when they did. So I think you bring something to the organization that they lack in, and I really hope that you make the team someday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Grant, you got anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Sounds good. Well, Luke, we really appreciate you taking the time, my friend. And please let Alex know that I'm very grateful. I won my fantasy league in large part because of him. So big thank you to Alex for that.
Love it. I love it.
What a trade that was. I was very pleased with that. So anyways, all the best to you. Best of luck with Laval. Looking forward to seeing your debut, my friend, and have a good one. Take care, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you coming on, you know, pretty busy week, and you got to win those 2 games this weekend, please, so we can see see the boys in the playoffs. I want to get down to Laval. If awesome. I do, I'll make sure to come and say hi.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, man. Beautiful stuff. Luke Tuck, everybody. I think won a lot of fan points there with Habs fans. That's for sure. Great interview, Grant, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Mature young man. Very impressed. First time, you know, meeting him, even if it's online or whatever, but very impressed by him. And I think I was told he's a serious student, of the game, and you can tell that he's, you know, he's going to put in the work that he needs to do, and I think we'll see him someday on the Canadiens, and that I think that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to that day. I hope the rest of the BU guys can show up too for his Habs debut. That'd be great. And that'll do it for us today, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned for our regular show later this week. We're going to talk about the U18s, right? The Canada team has been named. So lots to talk about in junior hockey. We appreciate your support. Leave us a comment. Leave us a subscribe, a like, all the good stuff. Don't forget to go check out recruits.ca for all your draft and Habs information. Grant, Thank you as always. Have a good one, everybody. See you soon.
See you tomorrow.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast, Recruits Draftcast on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.